The steel drum, or steel pan, was born on the island of Trinidad, and since it was first played in the rougher neighborhoods of the cities, the pan has given us the signature sound of the Caribbean. One of the must-dos for the Trinidad tourist, along with a tasting of smooth rum and jumping up at carnival, is a visit to the pan yard, the large open areas where local steel bands, the Invaders, the Desperados, the Silver Stars, rehearse and store their instruments. Steel bands can be formed with a handful of pans or accommodate up to 100. And from its humble beginnings, the instrument has achieved international respect. It's even taught in the schools. Pan virtuosos have headlined on concert stages, and steel bands can be found all over the world, even in Winnipeg. Welcome to the musical world of Sajida Ali, live wire, pan player, and mother to Saint Dominic. His documentary, Girls Don't Play Pan, was made for Mother's Day.
Sajida Ali has movie star good looks, the timing of a master comedian, and a genius level IQ. And I'm not just saying that because she's my mother. Out of all her attributes and accomplishments, Mom is most proud of the fact that she plays the steel drum. On evenings like this one, visitors walking up the stairs to Mom's Winnipeg condo can hear her quietly practicing a chrome tenor pan. Whenever I ask her why she loves the steel pan, her eyes light up, and she starts to laugh. It reminds her of home, she tells me. But we've lived in Canada for over 25 years. Isn't this her home?
Yes, this is my home, but I still have a lot of wonderful memories of my little Trinidad and my Woodbrook and my Invaders and my Silver Stars, you know. So this is about the nearest I can get to them here in Winnipeg. You know, it took me so many years to be able to come to grips to do it here in Winnipeg. It's just, well, most of it I lived abroad a lot in England and Jamaica and all that. So the steel band is when I came to Winnipeg and discovered this nice little steel band in Winnipeg. I thought, oh gosh, this is something I have to do.
A few years ago, just after Mom retired from her job as a bank administrator, she joined the Winnipeg Steel Orchestra. Even her grandchildren were impressed. But they wanted to know one thing. Why did she wait until she was a granny to learn to play pan?
I know, I never had the time before. I worked all the time, I went to school lots. In between, raised three children, but now they were all gone. And I'm an empty nester. I thought, now I have the time. I can do whatever I always wanted to do and couldn't because of the time.
But that was worth it, wasn't it, Ma? I mean, having three superb children.
Absolutely. I don't begrudge spending the time raising them, you know. But now I have the time to do my own thing. And I sure intend to because I enjoy what I'm doing.
Mom had a traditional middle-class upbringing. Her parents were hard-working Trinidadians who played only one musical instrument, the radio. The melodic steel pan first called out to her when she was just a girl.
When I was young and we would go around to the Invaders' pan yard, I was just in awe at the ease with which those men moved their hands over these pans. And Invaders was just a stone's throw from our yard. So that was my first initiation into when I was very, very little, and we would bounce around, take a little walk around by the pan yard. That was my very first introduction.
When some people hear steel pans for the first time, they're surprised to learn they're actually made from oil drums. Oil has always been a major industry in Trinidad, and containers are in ample supply. The steel pan was invented in the 1940s when an enterprising young man hammered different shapes into the bottom of a discarded oil drum. he discovered that striking the various shapes with a mallet produced different pitches. Songs could be performed. A new musical instrument was born. Like many people, Mom loved the sweet sound of the steel drum, but she wasn't encouraged to play. Back in those days, the pan had a bit of an image problem.
Oh, rough. I mean, middle class children never partook in anything like the steel band. That was a no-no. We could look on at them, but never go near them or never take part in the action of the steel band. I remember my brother learning to play the steel band with a little group in Anna Street, the Fernandez Boys. And the first thing my father thought was, you're going to college and you're playing with the steel band? Then he concentrated on his efforts on making sure that I had no part of it. My brother would sneak away the little tenor pan to practice his tunes sometimes at the house. And I would get on. I remember distinctly knocking out the tune Madeleine Oi many, many moons ago. And I remember the neighbor's daughter came to the fence and said, Gita, is that you playing the pan? I said, I can't play, you know, I'm just trying to play Madeleine Oi on my brother's pan. But this was quite a biggie for us girls in those days.
Martin, well I tell you that you got something. If you see that pretty girl passing by, you're bound to open your eye. Now to give you an illustration, why this Martin is a sensation. With a body like a fish moving free like the waves in the rippling sea. Oi, Madeleine, oi, all the boys shout when she passing. Madeleine, oi, everything shaking.
When I was growing up, our basement in Winnipeg was full of old steel band albums. Mom cared for them as if they were ancient love letters. They were a link to her past, and, as it turned out, a link to her future. When she found out there was a steel band in Winnipeg, she was ecstatic.
I was thrilled. I was thrilled to bits. An aunt-in-law of mine gave me a little parcel to bring for her cousin who lived in Winnipeg, and when he came to collect it, we got chatting, and he turned out to be Ruth Van Nimblet. And he was captain of the Winnipeg Steel Orchestra. And I said to him, you know, this is something I'd like to do. He said, come on down, man. We have lots of people playing. Come on down anytime. And, of course, I put that on the back burner. And then I went to see them play one evening at Dean's on Marion. And they played beautifully. And I thought, you know, why not? Why not go and learn? It looks hard, but I'll get the hang of it eventually. And I went.
Ruth Van Nimblet is the captain of the 31-year-old Winnipeg Steel Orchestra. He's been with the band almost since the beginning, when it was founded by some Trinidadian expatriates. As a retired teacher, he's well-suited to instructing aspiring pan players. In addition to being Mom's musical mentor, he's also a steel pan historian.
It was created in the slums of Trinidad and Tobago. And the guys who were unemployed, the guys who were always getting into trouble with the law and so on, these are the guys who invented this. And the steel band has a history of a lot of violence and a lot of fights and a lot of wars and you know, gang wars and territorial wars that wasn't cool at the time, and quite rightly so.
I remember distinctly I was jumping up a Carnival Monday downtown in a steel band, of course, and I just heard some pans roll and I heard somebody shout fight. Obviously, they bumped into another steel band and a fight was breaking out. So we ran. We ran in all directions, and of course, I lost one side of my shoe. And later on, when things quieted down, I had to go back and I found the shoe at the side of the road. But I could not have gone home without my shoe, I tell you. I'll never forget that. I found this little lone side of shoe lying gently on the side of the road, waiting for me.
Errol, well, listen to me now. Neil, you ready for me, buddy? Oh, Lord, hear me.
my beast boy back. Never me again. To jump in a steel burning for that pain. Hey!
When I was a teenager in Winnipeg, I always thought of the steel pan as being kind of hokey. Just as my Ukrainian friends blushed when their parents played mandolin music, I did the same when mine played their steel band albums. But not anymore. After seeing Mom at her band practice, I finally understand the magic of the steel pan. Now in her 60s, Mom has settled into a comfortable routine. Once a week, after she finishes work at one of her part-time jobs, she drives across town to a nondescript industrial park for band practice. Unlike the outdoor pan yards found in Trinidad, her steel band's home is a small space in a gray brick building. In addition to their love of steel pan, Trinidadians are passionate about liming, a Trini expression for socializing. The only thing more fun than liming with Mom is liming with Mom and her friends.
When I was her age, I would have given the earth to be able to play in a steel band. Believe me, all I could have done was run away and jump up with them and things. That I could play. I wouldn't dare go to a pan yard. You know, you lucky girl.
So are you?
I go back and tell on me because a lot of neighbors were famous for that. Or the auntie this and auntie dad will be running home to tell, you know. I saw your daughter playing in a steel band. I would get it good. I would get it good.
The steel band's members range from elementary school kids to retired pensioners. The band's 20 members are so racially diverse, they look as if they just stepped out of a Benetton ad. The steel pan's appeal, it seems, is universal.
You're moved by the music. You can fall in love with the music. You can give your soul to the music. And you know, so you know, you give your soul to the music. So a lot of people get in trouble for that. You know, so yeah, this so-called street music, you know, it's addictive. You know.
Winnipeg Steel Orchestra has been around for 31 years, exposing listeners to the music of the tropics. The band's repertoire ranges from classic Caribbean folk songs to pop music, and they play dozens of gigs throughout the year. The instrument continues to amaze.
We've been entertaining right around here through Folkram and gone. We've gone to schools, wherever, at legislative building, at City Hall. We played all at the Pan Am Games. I mean, we've done, and still people haven't heard us. But the reaction is always the same. They're always fascinated by it, and some of them think that there's a trick. Some of them think we have a tape recorder, so they'll be looking under to see if there's a tape recorder there. Sometimes they'll ask, where's the organ, or where's the piccolo? And say, well, no, this is what you're hearing here. There's no trick there.
Since moving to Canada in 1977, my family has experienced the same thing most immigrants go through when they settle in a foreign country. We constantly look through the rearview mirror at the Caribbean life we once had. But a funny thing happened on the way to the pan yard. After Mom's first public concert a few years ago, she gained a new appreciation for Winnipeg.
I was just elated to think that all those people in the audience, all 300 of them, stood up to clap. You know, the standing ovation. I couldn't believe my eyes.
Why? So,
because I never thought I would be with a steel band that was so professional, very professional in the way they presented their music, and so well received here in Winnipeg. When I went home 2 years ago, I showed a friend of my mom's, this lady's probably in her 70s, and I showed her a picture of our Winnipeg Steel Orchestra, you know, the band, and she looked at it in awe, and she said, "My gosh, you people have got to come to Trinidad and play for us. All colors of people in this steel band. This is great." And she looked at me, and then she made this comment, "Looking at you, I never would have thought you would be playing steel band." I thought to myself, I asked her, I said, "Why not?" She said, "Because, you know, girls like you don't play the steel band." But then she's thinking about probably 50 years ago, right? I got a kick out of that one.
In Winnipeg, for the Sunday edition, I'm Dominic Alley.
And you're listening to the Sunday edition for this Mother's Day, May the 11th, here on CBC Radio 1. My name is Michael Enright.